The Untelling by Tayari Jones, read by Michelle Blackman.
Disc 1.
This is for Doug. Prologue. Ariadne, my given name, the one that's on my driver's license, is the sort of name that you're supposed to grow into. It was my mother's idea. Her parents underestimated her when they called her Eloise, a name that had strained at the seams before she was old enough to spell it. Our mother's gifts to the three of us were lush, extravagant, roomy names, names that fit us like oversized coats trimmed in seed pearls, gold braid, and the hides of baby seals. My father had wanted us to have family names, with at least one of us girls named after his mother, Lula. My mother, who indulged my father in many things, could not give him this. Why, she wondered, would someone in this day and age give a child a name that was so Mississippi? That is not what Dr. King died for. People shook their heads with each pink birth announcement. Teachers squinted at class rolls and said, "Who ever heard of black people with names like that? Those kids are going to be confused." Mama never forgave us for not appreciating our names. When my older sister, Hermione, came home from first grade and announced that she wanted to be called Sonia, Mama had said, "Why do you have to be so ungrateful? Your name is from Shakespeare." My name, Ariadne, is taken from the Greek. Mama explained that I was named for a princess. My 10th grade English book gave me the rest of the story. Ariadne was a Greek princess. This much is true. My mother is not the type to lie. The princess...